My name is Chris Savro. I just finished my first year of law school at Brooklyn Law School in New York City. I'm honored to be here, and I hope what little research and what little I know can help the elders and representatives of the nations around me who have far more wisdom and who have been fighting for the people far longer than I have. I hope it can help in all of your struggles. I first started researching this upon Deborah's request. I'm a legal intern for the American Indian Law Alliance, and I rapidly found two things. First, that although the company Crow Butte Resources claims to be transparent, it's very difficult to find accurate information through their resources on their operations. They have a lot of euphemisms, a lot of misleading statements, and do not post their own results. And the second thing I found was that they've had violations spreading from their very first year of operation up until just this past May when another leak was discovered. The company claims that their method is the safest means of mining uranium and that they can do it at practically 100% efficiency. But as the chart in our report shows, this is clearly a false, if not outright lie. The most serious leak that they had was in 1996, and this leak ranged from several months to a period of 2 years. The company claims that only 100,000 to 300,000 gallons worth of contaminated water leaked into an aquifer they weren't supposed to be touching. But higher, more accurate estimates estimate at 1 million gallons. Supposed oversight of this company through the EPA and the NRC claim that one leak such as this isn't serious cause for alarm, and just that one leak, they say, is a good rate of operation, which goes to show just that this oversight is just misleading. They focus more on production than on safety, that they don't really care about what happens to the people, because even a small leak can cause serious, if not lethal, health effects such as cancer, diabetes, skin lesions, or any other sorts of things. They use what's called the in situ leach mine method, which instead of other uranium mines which dig out solid uranium and leave solid waste on the ground, in situ takes water from the groundwater and injects it into the sandstone lining. This dissolves the uranium back into the groundwater system, and from that point they suck it up like using a straw. And they claim that they get all the uranium at what they call an extraction point. But anyone who's seen any sort of liquid that mixes together, liquid doesn't stay in one point. So they mine the Chadron Aquifer, and in 1996 they leaked 1 million gallons into the Barul Aquifer, even though they claim just to isolate in one place. Both the Chadron and the Barul are above the Oglala Aquifer, which spans over 8 states. It stretches as far north as the Canadian border, as far south as Texas, and as far southwest as New Mexico. So these leaks can affect everyone's lives in a large portion of the country. Not to mention, Crow Butte Resources is only one mine that Cameco owns. Cameco is based in Canada and is the largest uranium and gold miner in the world. They supply the Western Hemisphere in Europe with 40% of its uranium, which means that in terms of global mining, almost all the uranium mining is done either in the Western Hemisphere or Australia. Last year alone, through Crow Butte Resources, the company turned $20.5 million worth of profit after mining 1 million pounds of yellowcake, and they've been steadily trying to expand their operations. In terms of combating this conglomerate company and its industrial negligence and the administrative agencies that are supposed to watchdog them, there are several. We have a three-pronged attack. The first prong is through political lobbying, which has been the most effective means of ever getting redress in terms of industrial accidents. Last year in Moab, Utah, a uranium company that was decommissioned had left several hundred thousand tons worth of solid uranium tailings on the shores of the Colorado. The Department of Energy moved in to clean it up, and they were going to clean it up on site, which would have caused uranium to enter the air as well as the water supply. But Governor Schwarzenegger, of all people, surprisingly, and Senator John McCain, as well as former governor of Utah and several other politicians, raised an upcry against the Department of Energy's on-site cleanup plan. The Department of Energy tried to fight this by saying that they only had a limited budget due to President Bush's, quote-unquote, President Bush's amazing fiscal planning. So, but after all the political upcry, they were forced to ask Congress for more money, which is yet another reason why the Bush administration has launched the American state even further debt. And they were able to remove the tailings in a more environmentally friendly manner and clean it up off-site. So through political lobbying would be the first attack. At the moment in South Dakota, there's a congresswoman and several other people who are trying to get the Environmental Protection Agency to move on this and put the company on its Superfund list. So by putting pressure and joining their political struggle, we hope to at least stop the company from expanding, stop their mine method, and take some accountability for their egregious leaks, which in terms of uranium history, I found are the largest amounts of pollution in industrial history. The second means of fighting would be through a lawsuit based on all the documentation that we have and hopefully other groups that can help us out. At least right at the moment, we have enough to show that there is an incredibly serious claim and an incredible large threat on a huge portion of the Western Hemisphere's population. The third means of attack would be to pursue international forum and build on some of the work that other groups have done. And at this moment, I'd like to turn over the mic to my boss, Kent Lebsock, who has been a mentor to me all summer and who I've been learning from and who's done amazing work over the years in the international forum. And he can explain to you more about the international battle that we can take as the third prong of attack. And I thank you all for listening to me and for being patient with the student. Thank you very much.